This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from our flagship station here, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, all across America, and on some of the great American radio stations, wherever and however they're playing us. We appreciate them very much, and special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us all around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our border patrol, our 911 dispatchers, too, for their great service to America and keeping America free and safe. And to all those people who are working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the convenience store clerks, all those nighttime mechanics, the people working on construction jobs, and let's not forget about the bulk mail center sorting out that mail to be delivered to you today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer over there, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, of course, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big news down my way last night was, guess what? The president was in Panama Beach, Florida.
And he did a wonderful speech. I was able to catch probably 99% of it, and it was very enjoyable. Some of it was very funny, and it was a huge crowd, too.
Well, 12,500 in the arena. It was an outdoor arena, but 12,500 inside, and a total of 35,000 counting what was outside. A huge crowd. And by the way, so far, nobody on the Democratic side of the aisle that I know has been able to draw 1,000 people so far.
I don't think I've ever in my lifetime seen or heard of a Democrat drawing those kinds of crowds.
No, never. And you're not going to. Now, let's talk about something else, too, that kind of made the night. Remember when he pulled the little graph out of his pocket?
Yes. Yeah.
And he said, see this big line over here? That's Puerto Rico. That's all the money Puerto Rico got for their hurricane relief. And see these other little lines? This next biggest one is Texas. This next one's Florida. Then he went right down the list, you know, from large to small. And he said, by the way, he said, what have the people in Puerto Rico done with that $91 billion? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, are you aware of all the graft and corruption that has been known about for years in Puerto Rico, and we give them $91 billion thinking that they're going to draw the straight and narrow and do exactly what needs to be done, when in fact we don't even know what they've done?
Well, I've known about some of their corruption for years. It's very difficult to know all of it. But I tell you what, not only are they corrupt, but they have a corrupt system. It's called socialism over there. And the more money you throw at something
like that. Gee, is that because of who's running the show there?
Yeah, and because of who the people vote for. I mean, it's a two-way street there. Maybe that's what the people want.
Yeah, they get the socialists promising them everything but the kitchen sink, and they don't get the kitchen sink, and they still get the same people.
Yeah, well, they don't even have the kitchen, period, in many cases over there. it's a horrible situation. If you notice around the world, the more money the United States throws at a particular country, especially if they're a corrupt communist or socialist nation, the more they dislike us. Money does not really buy friends when it comes to nations. We should learn that by now.
Money will buy you friends if it's used for what it's supposed to, but we're giving it to people that stick it in their pocket, it seems like.
Yeah, so those are not friends, and even though Puerto Rico is not another...
And am I the only person that remembers what happened during the hurricane when the truckers went on strike and took their trucks home, and because all the wires and the trees and buildings came down and this, that, and the other, that they couldn't get back to the port to haul those containers out of there, and then some of the political people were going, oh, you want supplies? Well, give me $100. I'll give you this pallet over here or whatever. They were selling the stuff out of the supply relief trailers that were there that FEMA offloaded there because of the storm that was coming, instead of doing what they were supposed to do.
Yep, I remember that, and also the corrupt mayor that really hated the Trumpster, no matter how much
she, the corrupt female mayor, she, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was horrible. It's a bad situation. It's not going to get much better until they change their system, and because it's a corrupt political system, and it's just a corrupt system, how they deal with things over there, and it's not going to get any better for a long time.
Well, maybe somebody over there, the governor of Puerto Rico, will declare executive privilege and exonerate everybody, right?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and I said that facetiously because this is pretty much what the Democrats are saying that President Trump just did by declaring executive privilege for the first time, that, well, he's taking all the pressure off and now we can't do this, but they're still going to try to do what they're going to do. By the way, President Nixon, 24 times executive privilege. President Clinton, 14 times executive privilege. President Obama, 11 times executive privilege, including the one time when he took the wolves off Eric Holder's back. Remember that, Fast and Furious?
Yes. Well, see, what Trump is doing is constitutionally correct.
That's right.
With this particular situation, they're basically asking him to break the law.
Mm-hmm.
By having him, because they want to see the entire unredacted report. Well, that's illegal. There's stuff in there that they're not supposed to see.
Anything the grand jury did not decide on is like sealed, and you don't find out about it unless they were actually indicted for something, and then all you find out about is what the indictment is, period.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. All right, we're coming right back with more with Ron Edwards here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Don't go anywhere. Here's the phone number in case you want to chime in.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the mix and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mystery Announcer Man, doing that, Ron Edwards. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. And for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to the fine craftsmanship and stellar service that they're famous for. They are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. And they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anyone's attention. Now, you can check them out at davidegarrettjewelers.com website. That's David E. Garrett, spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, jewelers.com, and shop the thousands of available items that they have there, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. Keep in mind, all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders get a discount there, too, up 10%. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler that you can trust. They are a proud supporter of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Ron Edwards is with us from the Edwards Notebook fame. And how are you, sir?
Very well. And yourself?
I am doing so good. If I was doing any better, I'd be tap dancing in the hallway. And do you want to be around to see that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And so who's that fool out there? Oh. All right. Well, let's get back to what we were talking about here, because again, I teased it when we started out here, when we closed out the segment. Executive privilege is something that a president can do, and it's something that's been asserted many times in the past. Now, Richard Nixon was 23 out of 24. to coin the phrase that Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana, used earlier when he was on the program. 23 times out of 24, he used executive privilege and got things tampered down, if you will, when they were trying to go after him. The last time was the 18 minutes of tape that disappeared, and that's what brought him in, and that's why he resigned. Bill Clinton, 14 times. Whitewater was one of the big things that he had going. Barack Obama, 11 times. And he used it to save his Attorney General, Eric Holder, who at the time was held in contempt for Fast and Furious. Remember that?
Yes, I do. I do loud and clear remember that. And in this case now with our current president, he has no choice but to use the executive privilege because unlike with Ali Obama, who was, and Eric Holder were kind of doing things that were a little wrong under the table, as it were. And, but in this case, this is a totally legal what the president is involved in. And like I said before the break, to try to force the attorney general to hand over material, unredacted material, that is supposed to be classified is illegal. Mm-hmm. And to try to force him to break the law like that, he needs to be protected. He needs to issue that executive order.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the case of Operation Fast and Furious and Eric Holder, it resulted in the death of two U.S.
Yep.
federal agents.
Yep.
In response to Holder being held in contempt because he wouldn't release the information pertaining to the Mexican drug cartels. And, oh, the weapons that were given by the U.S. that wound up in the hands of the Mexican drug cartel, some of which went right out of the port of Tampa to places down in Central and South America, which we later found out about under the Freedom of Information Act. And, of course, Nadler tweeted following the hearing in 2012, wait till you hear this, just joined the walkout in the House chamber to protest the shameful, politically motivated GOP vote holding A.G. Holder in contempt.
Yep, I remember all that stuff. It was pretty bad. And for them to now want to about face in this situation and try to take down a president who isn't doing something illegal, isn't causing death, and is trying to protect his guy from being forced to do something that is illegal. I mean, you talk about a hypocrite.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got to break in here for a second. We got news coming out of North Korea. Now, I reported this in the last hour. Denise Simon and I, there was a breaking story that came in from North Korea as well as Japan and another world source talking about a missile that was test-fired again from North Korea. Well, we're hearing that at least one projectile was fired into the East Sea, possibly more than one within the last hour by North Korea. So here we go again.
Well, he's filling his oats, like I said before, the other week, because he's getting big-time support from Russia and China, and they're telling him basically to stand up to Trump, and they're basically saying to heck with Trump and do what you want to do. We've got your back. And this is what you're witnessing right now. But it's going to work against him. Trump is going to continue to hold fast against the situation, and he's not going to fold like past U.S. presidents have done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to be dealing with a different outcome in this situation.
By the way, for the veterans that are listening, the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act passed committee yesterday. It passed and will be headed to the House for a vote. That's the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act. So we've got that part of the puzzle solved. We'll get it out of the House over to the Senate, and hopefully it'll be passed over there. This is H.R. 1947. That's the bill number, along with H.R. 1812. There's a bunch of bills that are running parallel to this, but that's good news for the veterans.
Yep, absolutely. That is great. God bless our veterans. They do so much, and when many times they come home, they put up with so much. So,
understatement of the year, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm right here with you. I totally agree. All right, now, gee, where do we go from here? Well, I guess nowhere but up, right?
Tax records.
Yeah, yeah. How about oh, I'm trying to laugh and talk at the same time. How about the tax records and New York passing that stupid legislation and now California? Well, if he doesn't show 5 years of tax returns, he's not going to be on the ballot, meaning Donald Trump.
Well, he didn't get California anyway, so screw him. Look, anyone who's had any kind of a business, especially in real estate, they know that this is what they do. The way that they reported the losses, Trump also did that, over $1 billion in losses over a decade.
Yeah, back in the 80s and 90s.
This is normal. I mean, he lost huge on those casinos and I think on a football team.
Yep, the New Jersey Generals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and something else. But I know those were the two biggies. Mm-hmm. You do that. You write it off. And for these knuckleheads who say, well, look, see, a big billionaire, they got away with paying no taxes, blah, 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 blah. Well, idiots, that's what they do.
You know what I have to say about that? I know you were going to say number two, but here's what I'm going to say to counter that real quick. Harry Reid's son lost how much money, how many billions with Solyndra in Nevada?
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Donald Trump loses $1 billion over 10 years. That's the cost of doing business. By the way, he wrote it off as a business expense.
Yeah, see, in the private sector, in real estate, you do that. That's what happens. But at the same time, people forget, unlike with Solyndra, Donald Trump was still supplying huge amounts of jobs and opportunities for people. And what people do are not being made aware of is a remarkable, almost miracle story in how he came out of that debt. And recovered from that. So, you know, that's what we have to pay attention to. But for these knuckleheads to continue to go after him and try to make it like it's this most horrible thing.
Yep.
And for them to go after his tax records like this, it's awful. Politically awful. And like I said before, the Democrats continue to give the Republicans a playbook, a plethora of issues to fight back with. But I wonder how well the Republicans are going to fight with all this material given to them by the Democrats in the upcoming election cycle.
Political correctness run amok. They're not going to do anything that even hints of getting them in any kind of trouble. They don't want to take a chance of losing one vote.
Not about trouble. It's not even about trouble. You don't have to go that far.
No.
There's so much material.
Yeah. And we kind of saw it last night here in Florida with the president's speech because I was listening to the people that I knew that were talking beforehand. I had an opportunity to watch the whole thing from start to finish with all the speakers they had up there to begin with, some of whom I know, some of whom were friends of mine that were there. And I watched and I listened to them, and they were being fairly correct with what they were saying. But anyway, here comes the music. But we'll have to continue it on the weekend show because God knows we'll have enough to talk about there, won't we?
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You'll be hearing the Edwards Notebook in the final segment of the program. We'll be playing it in the final segment because coming up, I got a little treat for you. Brooke Emery is going to be on the program. Now, a lot of you know her locally from her connection with the Hillsborough County Republican Party and also the columns that she writes. She's a cultural communications analyst. We'll tell you what that's all about. I'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President's conflicts with his Democratic opponents escalated to new heights as a House panel voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt for refusing to turn over key documents relating to the Mueller report. It comes a day after the top Republican in Congress called the Russia report case closed. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This was a very grave and momentous step that we were forced to take today.
But Republicans don't agree. Congressman Doug Collins.
What a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
Also, the president has exerted his executive privilege for the first time over the Mueller materials that the committee had subpoenaed. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 2 points, the NASDAQ was down 20, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. And, you know, for all my listeners at MacDill Air Force Base and the dozens of other bases that are listening to us right now across the United States, there is an important date coming up that you might want to pencil in and check out. It's Friday, May the 31st. That's the next start date for the National Aviation Academy classes in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Now, you've been hearing me talk about them for about 3 years now, and NAA has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to the aviation career in the private sector. Now, they've got a team of specialists that can help you with your career separation plan on duty there. And remember, the top 10% in aviation maintenance techs make well over $80,000 a year. So what are you waiting for? For more information on the statistics and upcoming classes, please go to the NAA.edu website. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Well, joining us right now, we've got Brooke Emery. Now, Brooke Emery describes herself as a cultural communications analyst. What's that mean?
Well, Andrew Breitbart, good morning. Good morning. Andrew Breitbart said that politics is downstream from culture. And if you look at where the country is, the politics are a reflection of the culture. And you have to, in order to see where the country is going, you have to see where the culture is, and that dictates the policies. So that's what I mean by that.
Boy, are we in trouble.
We're in big trouble, to tell you the God's honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
and to tell you the truth, conservatives have abdicated the culture because of our leave-me-alone attitude. We've gone out of the culture, and so the left owns the culture. We need to take it back. Thank God for President Trump.
Now, you've written an article that's entitled, Please Hillary Keep Talking. It's about how Hillary Clinton's continued denial of the real reasons she lost the presidency belies the overall shortcomings within the entire Democratic Party platform. And obviously, we heard all about what happened the night she lost. She's still out there going around saying, well, the election was stolen from me. It was taken away from me.
It's really, and she has the nerve to say that she's living rent-free in Trump's head. It's rather insane. It's rather insane.
Yep.
I just think about if everybody who saw that Why Aren't I 50 Points Ahead video mm-hmm. where she was yelling at the unions, mm-hmm. that's what it reminds me of. It's really sad and crazy.
Well, the unions got the idea, and they knew that they weren't going anywhere under the administrations beforehand because their numbers were dwindling. They weren't getting the benefits that they got before. They were pretty much being taken granted for. That, well, you're going to vote for us, or we're going to do whatever we're going to do. Yeah, well, they got smart to that idea, and Donald Trump has been all about the unions. That's how he stayed in business all these years.
Yeah, it's not just that. It's just the principle is that what she did, and actually I think what Joe Biden is going to do, he's going to talk about the unions, the working class, and everything to some extent. What they do, what Hillary did, and what the Democrats have just gone so crazy about is this identity politics, the basest form of division, divide and conquer. So she went all about identity politics. They decided long ago, Obama did, that they were going to forego the white working class. And I don't like to say white working class, but that's what they actually did. But it's really the working class in general.
Right.
So what they do is they just take identity groups, pit them, form a coalition of identity groups, pit them against, you know, each other and Americans, and go from there. So you have all of these people that built the country, you know, basically of all races. They don't care about the working class. Now they're all about illegal immigrants to replace the constituency that's not voting for them. So that's what she did. You know, I think that's what they're going for now. Pete Buttigieg is now doing that. You know, they're all doing the America was never great. I don't see how that's a winning strategy when you have, you know, the Make America Great Again president in the White House, but whatever.
Now, nobody ever told Hillary to keep a secret email server and then lie about it and then make jokes about it after being busted, right?
Exactly.
She disparaged half of the American populace. She blew off the blue states, told the coal miners she was going to put them out of business, or to engage in most base identity politics imaginable, you know, the age of the women and this, that, and the other. And she did all those things all by herself, even with Slick Willie trying to get her to focus on the folks, but her ego would not allow her to listen. It was all about her. She had the election in the bag. She lost it. And then when she lost it, she lost her mind at the same time.
Absolutely. He told her to go to Wisconsin. She's like, no, I have Wisconsin, you know.
Yep.
Every Shakespearean tragedy is pride goes before the fall. She had an attitude that she had it. She didn't have to campaign. Trump was a clown. Trump was a fool. He's never going to get it. I mean, look what they did with the CNN debates. I mean, the corruption in the whole DNC is insane, but she is and it's sad to tell you the truth. I'm a woman. I would love to have a woman president. You know, I'm a conservative, so I'm not just voting gender, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that woman does not represent me just because I'm a female.
Yeah.
I mean, and in fact, by the way, this is going to make liberals crazy. Trump, more women have donated to Trump's campaign in the first quarter by double.
Right.
The second one, who is Kamala Harris.
I saw that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? You know they're going to go crazy when they find that out.
Yeah. And the other thing is, who's the one that deleted 30,000 emails and sent classified emails on an unsecured server, including her BlackBerry? And then, by the way, used a hammer to bust the BlackBerry up because had to get rid of it, and that was the only way to do it. And bleach bitted her, her server. Unbelievable. I mean, who does that?
No, and then jokes about it because she thinks she can get away with it. She lied. It's almost like these people don't, and Joe Biden the same. It's almost like these people don't know that there's this thing called the internet, which they think that Al Gore invented. Like, we can't go back and watch the videos, you know? Like, she's on TV, she's mocking. Oh, what? Did I wipe it with a cloth? Is that what, you know, they were saying? I think it was Ed Henry that was saying, did you clean your server? The arrogance of these people and is incredible. Both of them, really. But at least, the thing about Bill is that at least he knows how to play the game. He has that sort of, I mean, I think it's phony, but, you know, he has a little bit of that southern.
Well, I just want to tell you there, Missy, that what's going on out there. You know, I'm from Arkansas. You know, I'm from Hope, that little town named Hope there, Missy. Oh, go ahead.
But he knows how to play the game, at least. You know what I mean? I'm going to make a joke, right? So he always had an accent, so he didn't have to put one on wherever he went geographically. She goes into a black church.
I heard her.
On the fake accent. It's so ridiculous. And by the way, now Kamala did it.
Yeah,
Kamala went to Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, the thing about Kamala is like, does she think that Detroit is in the South? She puts on a Southern. It's the whole thing is.
Well, maybe she was in South Detroit.
Oh, my God, I can't. These people are ridiculous. It's phony, you know.
Well, look, before we run out of time here, you write and you write articles. Now, where can we find your articles that you write?
You can find them on AmericaOutLoud.com. It's under Brooke Says. You can look for the beautiful yellow Gadsden flag. And I write every week.
Don't tread on me.
No, don't tread on me. I just want to say something, as always. Love to the troops, including our canines, and the families waiting for you back at home. We love you and pray for you every day.
So when's your next article coming out? Next week?
Next Wednesday, every Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have you back, and we're going to – it won't be next Wednesday, but – or Thursday, rather. But we're going to have you back and bring you back a couple times a month and let the people get used to hearing you, because you're a new voice, a female voice, and a lot of people don't get a chance to hear the women. And when they do, it's not the women they should be listening to.
There you go. There you go.
Jeez.
You know, here's the thing that people need to realize. All issues are women's issues.
Uh-huh.
All of them. Right? I don't need to have an abortion, to be pro-abortion, to be a strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? National security is a woman's issue.
Mm-hmm.
Financial security is a woman's issue. People mm-hmm. need to start looking at issues. All issues are, American issues are women's issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make a claim right here. The first female president is going to be a conservative.
I agree.
Take that to the bank. Take that to the bank.
I agree.
It's not happening.
Family issues and, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, sure. Absolutely.
It's not going to be some late-term abortion crazy feminist.
All right. Here comes the music in my ear. Brooke Emery, everybody. Go over to AmericaOutLoud.com to find out more, right?
Have a good one. God bless.
Thank you. Okay. Brooke Emery, everybody. And check her out. Her last name is spelled Emery, E-M-E-R-Y. Brooke is B-R-O-O-K-E. We look forward to bringing her back in a couple of weeks and talking about her next great article. But I will be right back. Final segment coming up. In Edwards Notebook coming up. Our beach and boating forecast coming up, too. Got to take a look at the great weather we've got. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. We're going to be coming up with a beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay here right after the Edwards Notebook that we're about to play. And the Edwards Notebook, of course, coming up right now with Ron Edwards.
Bob Mueller's politically motivated investigation regarding Trump concluded no evidence of collusion. So why are Democrats so angry that Attorney General Barr basically agreed with the Mueller report? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. So, Attorney General Barr concluded, as did Bob Mueller, that there was no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Mother Russia. Yet, Mueller tried to embarrass Attorney General Barr via the Washington Post, claiming that Barr did not fully capture the context of Mueller's substance of the report. What we are witnessing is a concerted effort by Democrats, Mueller, and the Dragon Media to muddy the waters and create a dirty cloud of doubt in the minds of American people about the Trump administration in order to help the obstructionist Democrats in the upcoming election season. The Democrats have done many dirty things since Trump took office. Particularly, one, they tried to prevent Trump from successfully governing. Two, protect Hillary. Three, lie like dirty rugs on Trump and his family. I predict the Democrats will soon be Haymanized, meaning they will swing from the political ropes they designated for Trump. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays live at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All righty, Ron Edwards and the Edwards Notebook, and you hear that three times a week here on the program. And now it's time for our Beach and Body Forecast. Well, today we are going to have some more, oh, I don't know, I guess you could call it typical Florida weather, summer-type weather, with a high up near 90 degrees, chance of precipitation 40%, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 2 p.m., mostly sunny all day long with east-southeast winds starting out at 3 to 8 miles an hour. So what that means is that we'll have a sea breeze with a light chop, 1 to 2 feet out there in the Gulf and the Bay. Right now, our Gulf water temperature is 83 degrees. Our Bay water temperature, 82 degrees. We had our low tide much earlier this morning at 12:21 a.m. Our high tide coming at 4:50. Well, actually, it already came, 4:50 a.m. just a little while ago, last hour. So there you go. And then we'll have another tide change here around lunchtime. But the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, a lot of you listening to me right now are listening to me in areas where you have a Freedom Boat Club near you. For example, Atlanta, Georgia. You have four Freedom Boat Club locations around Atlanta, Georgia. And one of the advantages to being a member of the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay is the reciprocity that you get with other parts of the country. If you want to take a trip up to Atlanta, and let's say you want to go fishing one of those places up there, you want to go water skiing or whatever you want to do, you just use your membership, make your reservation, call ahead, boom, show up, hop on the boat, take your cooler with you, whatever it is you're going to take with you, enjoy the day, come on back with the boat, hand them the keys, and walk away. It's that simple. You can't do that when you own a boat. I know. Been there, done that. Now, the numbers of Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an incredible story. When they first started advertising with us about 3 years ago, it was 100 boats and counting. Now, you have access to over 400 boats. They are the largest fleet of any of the Freedom Boat Club franchises in the United States. There are entitled boat clubs out there that don't have these many vessels in them. They have 20 locations, with two more coming to the Villages soon. Yep, the Villages here in Florida. Two. You used to have one up there until the hurricane destroyed the one at the marina 2 years ago. Now you're going to get two more. So choose from six different types of boats, including the Cobia Center Console that will take you out into the Gulf in style, the Hurricane Deck boats that will run you all around the bay and up and down the rivers here, very comfortable boat for a nice day excursion, or the Key West Skiffs. Now, members just make their reservations, pack their cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. And they bring the keys back, turn it in, and that's it. You're done. And your membership gives you reciprocity to use anywhere the Freedom Boat Club is at all across the U.S. and Canada with 175 locations. Now, go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Remember that number again, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will save you some more money and get you a few more gratuities along the line. You know, while we're finishing things up here today in the Captain's America Third Watch, I have one more little bit of audio that I want to play. This is Jim Jordan. And I'll tell you what, Jim Jordan should be the next Speaker of the House for the Republicans from Ohio. Listen to what he had to say in talking about Jerry Nadler and the nonsense that he's trying to put through on the committee that Jordan also sits on. Listen to this.
We got to go back to January 3rd, 2017. Senator Schumer on the Rachel Maddow show talking about then President-elect Trump says this. If you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Now, I don't know if the FBI went after President Trump in six ways, but I sure know they went after him in two ways. And the first one is the now famous dossier. On October 21st, 2016, the FBI used one party's opposition research document as the basis to go to a secret court to get a warrant to spy on the other party's campaign. That happened. Democrat National Committee, the Clinton campaign, paid Perkins Coie Law Firm, who hired Fusion GPS, who then hired a foreigner, Christopher Steele, who did what? Talked to Russians and put together this salacious, unverified document that became the basis to get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. They did it. And when they went to the court, they didn't tell them important things like who paid for it. They didn't tell them that Christopher Steele had already told the FBI and the Justice Department that he was, quote, desperate to stop Trump. And they didn't tell the court that Christopher Steele had been fired by the FBI because he's out talking to the press. They did that. And second, just last Thursday, New York Times story, FBI sent investigator posing as an assistant to meet with the Trump aide in 2016. FBI sent someone in pretending to be somebody else to talk with George Papadopoulos, who was with the Trump campaign. You know what they call that? You know what they call that? It's called spying. They did it. They did it. They did it twice, and who knows how much more. And what I know is Bill Barr has said he's going to get to the bottom of it. And think about the term he used again. This is important. Political surveillance. In the United States of America, I will not yield. Think about that term. He's going to get to the – he said he's going to put a team together, going to investigate all this. This is critical. And never forget the guy who ran this investigation, Peter Strzok, ran the Clinton investigation and then launched and ran the Trump-Russia investigation. Never forget what he said. Trump should lose 100 million to zero. We need an insurance policy. Told Lisa Page, don't worry, Lisa, we'll stop Trump. This is what Bill Barr wants to investigate. And as my colleagues have said, this is the House Judiciary Committee. With the history this committee has in protecting fundamental liberties and protecting the Constitution. Last week there was another important document. Document Emmett Flood sent to the Attorney General. I just want to read a couple sentences.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because I got Ian on the phone. And Ian, I want to give you 1 minute, so go for it. Well, you don't have a minute. You got 30 seconds, but go for it.
All right, here's my comment. Everybody says that a fraud was committed on the FISA court. That may be, it may not be. I hope we'll find out. But you know what I believe? And this is an opinion, but I want to put this out there. I believe the FISA court judges were in on it. They wanted to stop Trump, too. How come we're never hearing who these FISA court judges are? I want to know names and who these people are. I don't think the fraud was committed. They went along with the fraud. The FISA court judges were in on it because the whole system's crooked and corrupt and run by corrupt intelligence agencies. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks. And Ian, you're absolutely spot on. There's a lot of things going on. By the way, the Inspector General's report is going to be the tip of the iceberg. It's going to nail a lot of this stuff. Okay, well, the final segment of the program has been brought to you by my buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Dominic, of course, spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam. Sam, red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. And stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store, wave at those red, white, and blue trucks. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. All right, we'll be back tonight with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to grab that door over in the corner. I'm going to grab it, slam it, see you in the morning. Have a great day. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.